Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the sweet, dulcet tones of Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on ye old broads. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, much like the Real Housewives of Potomac, I'm still in fucking Austin. Nobody knows why, but here I am, still here. How are you doing? Just kidding, Austin. I love you. Tell me everything that's going on in your life and your soul and your heart and your personality and your lifestyle. Come on, Ben.
Oh my God, I'm full of all of it. I'm just so excited. I'm like, I'm happy. Had a nice, lovely weekend. And I'm like really excited about today because we have announced on our social media and also right here, right now, the Golden Crappies. Info about the Golden Crappies. Okay, the 2024 Golden Crappies ceremony is going to take place in Los Angeles at the Palace Theater on February 7th. It's going to be an amazing time. We celebrate the best and the worst of Bravo. We've been doing this for years and years and years. We always have a great time. Tickets are going to go on sale on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Local. So keep an eye out for that ticket link. But if you don't want to wait, because tickets are limited, okay? If you don't want to wait, we are having a Patreon presale that's already pre-sailing, okay? If you are a Patreon member, you have access to our exclusive pre-sale, and that pre-sale is going to go until Tuesday, January 9th, until 10 p.m. And then after 10 p.m., you would then have to wait till the next morning for the general on sale. So we really hope you guys all come. Like, there's honestly nothing like the Crappies crowd. You guys always bring it. Even last year during the quote-unquote blizzard where it was crazy rain and it was difficult for people to come. People showed up and they were loud and rowdy and fun. We had a great time and we just hope to just like top it this year.
Yes. So join us for that. We are so excited to do that. We're preparing for it and cracking up. Follow our Instagram because we have a bunch of posts asking your all's opinions on nominations, what you guys think was the best of the year, stuff like that. Guys, this is like America. You shape it. So yeah. Join us for all of that. Thanks to everybody coming up for Crappy Hour. Always have a good time. That's Monday, every other Monday, 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Hey, Ben, who cares? I mean, not who cares. We care, obviously. We do it. But the Crappy Awards, is this our 13th annual Golden Crappies or is it our 12th? Because we're we're in year 13 now, right? We just turned 13.
I think this is the 13th. One, I have to do some. It's nuts, I have to do some right? research.
The Golden Crappies is like a teenager, you guys.
It is That's... like our the Golden Crappies is having a bar mitzvah. I'm sure there's gonna be
if the Golden Crappies was a literal child, we would be bar mitzvahing our fucking or bat mitzvahing or you know
or b'nai mitzvahing.
B'nai, yeah, whatever. Our child right now.
It is actually wild to think that like we have a tween podcast. Like this is, it is wild, but we have actually been doing it. I think we did the Crappies our very first year of doing this show. We used to do the Crappies just, you know, on the podcast. And then I think it was about, I think this is our fifth or sixth live in-person Crappies, right? We did two at the Improv, one downtown LA, one in New York City. Last year was at the Wiltern. Yeah, this is our sixth one. They're so fun. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
Me as well. Okay, everybody. Guess what? We're also very excited. Wow, Potomac, guys. What are you still doing in Austin? Get the fuck out of Austin already. How are we spending week 20 in Austin? How many weeks have we been in Austin on Real Housewives of Potomac? You guys, you should have landed, gone to your hotel, and gotten a new hotel. I can't believe every scene is still construction noise on this show. Every fucking scene. Have some respect for your cast. What are you guys doing on this show? What are you doing? Is anybody at work?
Yeah. Yeah. The last episode and this episode could have been consolidated. Like, we could have, like, cut out the canoe party and everything like that. You know, the painting today, that was amusing, but, like, you know, let's get it together, okay? Come on, producers. You know, you got too good of a cast to be doing them dirty like this because, you know, this show should be way more entertaining than it is. I'm sorry, but it really should be.
Well, it usually is, and everyone's allowed to have kind of a slow year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I just hope that they realize that and change because
yeah,
you're our favorite show, Potomac. You always have been our funniest show. Please come back. Come back, yeah, Patel.
Come back to us.
In the meantime, we've got some good old stale Robin versus Candace fights that I think we're probably all pretty much done with. And here we are in Austin at the Van Zandt Hotel, where there's construction going on literally at the bar, because that's all you hear for the next scene. Let's get into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's get into it. So Ashley and Giselle, they're in their hotel room, and they're setting up for a painting day. They're going to paint Karen, which is funny because the last episode they were supposed to be painting vaginas. And I'm wondering, was it just going to be like 2 days of painting on the show? Or is it just that they decided, hey, we already bought these easels and this paint, so we need to use it. So they're like, we are determined to make sure these canvases get some screen time. So they're setting that up.
Why try and come up with a new idea? You know, it's like, let's just say we did this. We've already got the setup from yesterday. Let's just do it again. So they're going to draw Karen today instead of just vaginas. And well, not just vagina. You know what I mean? So Giselle is saying, Karen and I have been through a lot, but I love me some good old crazy Karen Huger. And then we see a flashback to, gosh, the first season where both Karen and Giselle just look crazy. I mean, wow, the year, what the years do. And I don't even mean with age. I just mean with, like, styling, bangs. Wigs, bangs. Wow.
Bangs mainly. As in, Karen had none, and Giselle had a very significant bang situation going on. You know, I nearly had forgotten. So we see through the years. And then over at the pool, Karen and Candace and Wendy are sitting at the bar. But Robin and NECA and Mia are at the hot tub, and they're ordering, the bar ladies are ordering, and they're going to get, instead of a Mai Tai, they're getting a Mai Gai. So that's happening. And then there's the sound of a crane in the background. And then Karen is like, well, I would like a Stella. Stella in a glass, please, because I don't suck cans. I don't suck a lot either, but I don't suck cans. You know why? Because cans are 90% chicken, and that's a dirty bird. Dirty bird in a dirty can.
Get your dirty bird can away from me. I mean, there are so many sound effects. I think they're just trolling us at this point. I don't even know that some of those are construction. I'm like, are those people tap dancing? Are you literally putting the sound of somebody doing a time step?
I know, right? So so then Karen just talked about how her mouth has been retired for years now. And she said, you see how good my cheeks look? And then we see a flashback of her saying that she retired her mouth. I was like, oh, okay. So this is a bad sign if they, like, if she said, I don't understand the need in a show when you say, well, I've retired my mouth. I retired my mouth years ago. And then we see a flashback from 3 years ago, her saying, I retired my mouth. I don't know if I need that flashback. I'm like, this is how you know they're stretching the content.
So Mia and Robin and NECA, I think, are all in the pool, right? Is that what you said? So they're all in the pool, and Mia goes, where's Karen? And Robin's like, oh, they're over there. They're sitting right at the bar, right past the crane. And Mia's like, oh, my God, she's here? Okay, well, I guess we'll just see her later. I didn't need that either.
I know. They made it sound like there was going to be a rivalry. And it was just like, oh, they saw them at the bar. So meanwhile, Ashley and Giselle are still setting up. And Ashley's asking, like, you know, have you ever played quarters before? And that she says that her mom taught her quarters. And then this actually leads to conversation about the mom. And Giselle's like, your mother, is she still with the guy? Yeah. And Ashley's like, yes. And Giselle's like, oh. So they talk about the mom.
Fucking loser user of a man. And Ashley's like, you know, my mom has definitely influenced how I've gone about my own romantic relationships. You know, I just wanted somebody who's reliable, you know, which is, you know, Michael, who, I don't know that Michael, I don't know that a man like three times your age with watery eyes, like an old dog is necessarily what I'd consider reliable, you know?
Sheila's partner really must be terrible because, you know, it's like, we hear that expression a lot, like, oh, that so-and-so turned me gay, right? Like, it was such a bad relationship, I turned gay. But this is someone who turned someone into, like, wanting to sleep with Michael. Like, that is bad. Sir, you have to really take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. But, you know, Ashley's telling us she's nothing like her mom because she wanted somebody reliable. And also, she has chosen her own happiness by not staying with Michael. You are still married to Michael. Hi.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, Ashley, is still currently married to Michael. So even though she lives in a house that's like basically on the beach. So
yeah,
kind of beach.
So back at the bar, they're talking about how they're going to be painting. Candace talking about painting. And Candace says, I don't remember her saying this, but she goes, I do not want to have my vagina out with all these white people. I guess because she was afraid they'd be painting vaginas upstairs. She's like, are they really going to push this vagina agenda on us again a second day?
And Karen's like, I don't want to envision any of your vaginas. I've never seen one of your vaginas. I don't need to start seeing your vaginas. Dirty bird. Dirty bird.
Here's what I don't want. Chickens. Cans and vaginas. All right, are we clear? Are we up to date? Okay.
So then Candace asks Karen if she waxes, and Karen's like, oh, I'm going to fuck you up. Absolutely. I have tons of hair, lots down there to wax. I have to wax a lot of hair. They're really going for it this episode.
Yeah. It's a, you know, I love embracing 2024 with these images. And so and then Wendy chimes in and says, because now they're talking about how hairy they are, and Wendy says that she has eyebrows that go to her hairline and sideburns too, which I personally would like to see. I would like Wendy to give us an unshaven moment, because I've never seen eyebrows that go to a hairline before.
Well, I'm Lebanese, so I'm like, yes. Yay. Hugs. So let's see, what else are they talking about? Sideburns. And then Candace has a unibrow and a mustache. She's talking about. So then over on the hot tub, Robin's like, wow, so
hey guys, this is a really nice, right?
Kind of waiting around, staring at each other, like, to the sweet, soothing sounds of construction. And Mia's like, I mean, I guess I'm having a good time. I mean, there was a moment that I was like, this is weird. And NECA says, what was that moment that it was so weird? And she's like, well, you know, when we came back from our walk, but then I walked into what I thought was a nice pool day, and then that guy lifted the ceiling on top of that other building over there. Wow, Chase, you're doing great.
Yeah, Mia's like, yeah, I mean, yesterday was like, we went to this distillery, and she, like, you know, Wendy did open up about, like, being, like, this was all very triggering, because, like, being Nigerian, and you were using the connotation of a shrine in a negative way, and we see a flashback of Wendy talking about how there's, like, positive shrines, and Catholic shrines and everything. And Nekka's like, this is like the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, I've never heard anything like that. Like, suddenly, first there's like, there is no shrine. And then, like, my mama didn't say this. But then all of a sudden, there are positive shrines. Like, when are you just trying to find a way out? That's what I think. And in case I ever do reveal more than I already have revealed, like, you better watch out.
Yeah, I'm kind of tired of this, like, coming for someone's mom about, I mean, wrap it up.
The shrine thing's not, I don't know. For some reason, I really like NECA, but the shrine thing is now like, it's gone on too long.
I officially don't like NECA. The last episode, I thought the shrine thing was funny, but I think I already said this last episode, but you're on Potomac and you're not funny. So you have to go. She didn't say, another episode. I got no laughs from NECA. So I say bye. So NECA's like, you know, it's just a weird situation for me. I'm like just putting it aside, because I'm like, okay, but like, I'm willing to talk, but like, I don't have anything against her. I mean, really, I don't, which, you know, is not true. And Robin says, well, you know, when people are going through something, they try to bring it back to themselves, you know, like when she's like, well, my family members are being attacked. And I'm like, no, but my family members are being attacked.
I'm like, you literally just brought it to yourself. Like, you had nothing to do with this. It's about NECA and Wendy and the shrines. And now you've made it about you and your family being attacked, like, in the clunkiest way possible.
Right. So then Wendy, we cut back to the pool bar, and Wendy is saying, I know it's your birthday, and I feel weird that I've not told you this, but guys, my mom
is in the hospital now.
She had to get an endoscopy? Is that what you call it?
She needed to get it. Well, it sounded like she said what she was describing was like an endoscopy.
I'm literally an idiot.
Endoscopy. And I was able to say it perfectly fine before I started talking about Bravo, and I lost 45% of my brain cells.
But what
was funny is, well, there were Wendy's like, you know, she was feeling not right, and so they had to send a camera down. But what's funny is that Karen and Candace both go laparoscopic, which it wasn't, which is fine. But it's just funny the way they both were like laparoscopic. I was like really excited to use it. But
I don't even know what it was, but I started cracking up. And I know that whenever anybody's mom goes to the hospital, I mean, you know, I get it. But it just comes out of nowhere where Wendy's like, the reason that all of this is affecting me is because my mother went to the hospital. And then they play a clip of her going, Mom, when are you going to be able to call me? And she's like, the procedure's going to take 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Trolling Wendy on here, the editors.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we even found out what it even was, but it was a 10-minute procedure.
She said she had extreme pain, but she doesn't know what it is, so they're going to do something like they take a camera and they put it down. Yeah, they say laparoscopic, and she's like, but I haven't heard back.
Yeah, so, but that was like a few days ago, I thought. I don't know. So, Candace is saying,
like, Wendy, we have actually found a tiny man in a tiny car with a squarish shaped velvet hat. She's like, a Shriner? Wait a minute.
So Candace is like, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I love a good pun. So Candace is like, well, you know, with everything that Wendy's dealing with her mom, it's upsetting. But that is separate from NECA and her attacks about the shrine. And I don't think it's fair to conflate the two, which I was surprised. I was surprised that Candace was like, yeah, that's you know, it's upsetting that your mom's in the hospital for some sort of thing. But no, you're not off the hook.
Right. So Wendy's like, I'm just going to get through it. So then they give Karen a plastic cup. And she's like, I guess I'll suck plastic on my birthday. Triple 20s, bastards.
So now everyone arrives in Ashley's suite for the painting party. And Rob was like, oh my God, are we painting our vaginas? And Ashley's like, no, it's not vaginas. And so they seat Karen down in this like furry chair. And Giselle's like, well, it's Queen K for the birthday. Would you like a drink?
And now they're going to paint Karen, okay? Everybody paint their best Karen, basically. So Karen gives a speech. She's like, now everybody knows I want to get along. It's like, okay, be quiet. So they're all going to paint her. And then we get a flashback to everybody not being friends. Candace and Robin arguing in the car. Right. And this argument, you're both wrong. Just both of you say you're fucking sorry already, okay?
I can't even remember the origin of what this beef was about. I know, was it like, because at the reunion, Candace was mad at Giselle and Robin was like, hey, settle down. Was that basically the vibe?
Giselle was accusing Candace's husband of being inappropriate in the hotel room and making her uncomfortable. And Robin the whole season had been pretending she was going against Giselle to be friends with Candace and disagreeing with Giselle. But the whole time it looked like she was just doing that because she knew that her own husband was cheating. And then she didn't share that on the show. Instead, she only shared it on her podcast and then tried to make people go to Patreon for it. So then Candace went on this PR, you know, PR whirlwind or whatever. She went on a few podcasts and was saying that Robin is a fraud.
Hmm. Yeah. So in other words, this is a real flimsy feud, if you ask me.
It's just really old. It's very last season, and Candace should be fighting with Giselle. But Robin keeps bringing, you know, up how offended she is about the whole thing. And both of you are right. Both of you are wrong. Also, everyone's tired of, I think, both sides of this.
Yeah. So, painting. Everyone's painting, okay? And now it's time to start revealing the paintings. So, Ashley goes first, and she is doing Gucci Belt Karen, because it's her painting is a version of Karen when she had like the big hair and like the camo and a Gucci belt. So that was the first painting.
Yeah. So they all do their wacky versions. But then it comes to be Robin's turn and she's like, Karen, I'm going to paint you as the only thing that you care about. And she turns around the painting and it is her Twitter blue check mark that is priced at $11 a month. And Karen's like, So Karen bows down to her because she's like, you finally got me. I didn't even know I paid for that.
You know, if it weren't for you, I would never have known that the service I was paying for was actually a service I was paying for. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Being an actual royal is never about finding your happy ending. But the worst part is, if they step out of line or fall in love with the wrong person,
it changes the course of history.
I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
We've been telling the stories of the rich and famous on the hit Wondery show, Even the Rich, and talking about the latest celebrity news on Rich and Daily. We're going all over the world on our new show, Even the Royals.
We'll be diving headfirst into the lives of the world's kings, queens, and all the wannabes in their orbit throughout history. Think Succession meets The Crown meets real life.
We're going to pull back the gilded curtain and show how royal status might be bright and shiny, but it comes at the expense of, well, everything else. Like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Even the Royals early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So then she's like, you could have done worse. I mean, you hate my guts. So thanks. So then they sing Happy Birthday. And there's like a joke about the pie because, I don't know, they were joking before. Like, we're going to put half of the pie in the freezer to make sense with Karen's comments last week.
Right.
Robin, well, you know, Robin and my friendship, it's like a pie. And half the pie is in a freezer, but a quarter of the pie is on a fence. And then I say, why is there a pie on my head? I am a fence. Hmm?
Did someone put that pie on a can? Well, this pie is ruined. So,
poor Karen. Yeah. They're making her drink out of cans. They're making her drink out of plastic. The woman just wants a decent triple 20. We try.
I know. She, you know, it's really a shame that her birthday always lands in the middle of Potomac filming because she just always has the shittiest birthdays as a result. So, instead of a birthday cake, she has this pie, and Giselle's like, so this whole pie, any of this has to go into the freezer? She's like, no. Freezer, no freezer anymore. We've all talked. We talked about everything. All the pie is on the table and ready to go. So Giselle then starts reflecting and saying that she and Karen are always going to be Karen and Giselle. And there's like a level of respect there and love. And, you know, there's lightweight shade and fun, you know, but like that's just what they are. They're Karen and Giselle.
Okay, so now it's time to go to the drag show.
I'm just laughing because nothing's happening.
No.
I'm like, what am I supposed to say? Karen, Giselle is reflecting.
Yeah, just read through these parts. That's what I'm just keep. I wish I had an actual pencil that I could just be going, no.
There are some shows where nothing happens, but then there's like still stuff to talk about. But here there's like nothing happening and nothing to talk about. I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? The paint was a good color. I don't know.
Well, basically, it's a drag show night because Ashley has been hosting drag shows. That's kind of like a side gig that she's got. And so she's going to do this big Austin drag show with the Austin ladies. So they go to my favorite restaurant in Austin. Yes, Ben, this is actually somewhere I actually go.
I was okay. Not going to ask this week. I was like, you know what? I was for a moment, I thought, Has Ronnie been here? And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to ask him because I know him every single week because I'm always like, Ronnie, have you been here? Have you been here? Yes. So now you've been here. Go on. Tell
this
us all about
it. This is cousin Jenna and my sister's favorite restaurant, Abba. And it's really good. It's like Greek Mediterranean. I mean, we call it Lebanese, but that's how we roll. Like we call anything with Middle Eastern food Lebanese because that's our pride. Okay. That's our pride talking.
I love the idea of just calling anything Lebanese. Like, oh, you want to go to that Lebanese place on the corner? Panda
Papa
Express?
John's.
Yeah. just go off to everything.
Papa John's. Do you know F. Murray Abraham? So, yeah, this is actually a really good place. But I have to say about this place, it is not a quiet place. I thought it was funny that this was also where they show off their fancy outfits because we made fun of the trailer at the beginning of the year and we were like, why are they walking through a mall? Oh, yeah. Because they walked past the parachute seats And right. also they did it on Salt Lake City this year. Remember their trailer?
Where they're like, of course.
Slow motion getting out of cars and then they're like passing a Big Lots. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Meredith Marks passing by a Big Lots.
Well, this was like they were dressed up because they wanted to have like a look for the drag show. But so they wore kind of like extra clothing, but for they decided to go to a restaurant, which is kind of funny because like their clothing was... it was like extra enough to be like, oh, that's like definitely like extra, but not so extra that you understood that they were going to a drag show afterwards. Like on Salt Lake City, when they dress up in drag and then they went to a bar, or like if you go to that bar, you realize, oh, these are people in costume, you know. But here they're like, they were just dressed extra, but they were in like a non-extra restaurant, which is sort of a funny contrast.
Yes. Also, they're making it sound like dressing like this is crazy for them. I mean, you guys are going to be dressed more crazily than the drag queens. You're Real Housewives, okay?
I know. And also that Mugler thing that Wendy's wearing, that Tamra wore, that like everyone's wearing it. Like it just, it's...
But it's so Wendy to wear that too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wear Tamra's outfit.
It's over. Yeah, it's pull the curtains. Pull the curtains on the Mugler, okay? Mugler is basically, that Mugler outfit is the Candace and Robin Fugler. Fight. Just,
yeah.
Let it go, Glay, okay?
Let it go, Glay. Yeah.
Get something new, Glay.
Passe, Glay.
So, see, guys, we don't need anything to happen on a show.
Well, now we have something to talk about. We could talk about what they're wearing. We could talk about the restaurant. We could talk about the parachute store. But if they're in their hotel room painting for an entire segment, I don't think we really emphasize that painting scene went on for like 8 or 10 minutes. It wasn't just like a little, it just went on. And it was like, the activities, I don't need this. The activities are just, if the activities are not like generally great, like that was like a digital extra for me. It was amusing. They were laughing. I was sort of chuckling along. It was funny. NECA's depiction of Karen was actually very funny. It looked like that lady who tried to fix the fresco in Spain and just made it look crazy. It sort of looked like that. It was amusing, but like it was 10 minutes. I'd rather talk about the parachute store.
By the way, that parachute store is so great. Okay. This is on South Congress. Yeah. So it's like a bunch of, you know, we've been there. I think we went there. There was all the little cute shops. I love my parachute sheets. And there's a really nice parachute sheets store. And of course I went in there and was like, hi, I'm a podcaster and we have advertised for parachute. Because you know, every podcast.
I totally like, do that.
You know, and they're like, literally, I don't care. Get out of my store, you dirty podcaster. Because I'm like, how do they feel? Hey, feel this one. Like I went with my sister and my niece. I'm like, feel this one. This one's really good. I'm a parachute expert. So they were advertisers in our second year. So I'm pretty much an expert.
I know. I'm like that too. But I really enjoy my parachute sheets, I have to say. We got some free parachute sheets because they were our sponsors. And
good sheets.
I'm still rolling around in them.
Give us a call. Parachute.
Give us a parachute. Hey, parachute. You know what I'd like? How about this? Why don't you make a parachute? How about that? Okay. Parachute reckoning. Parachute reckoning.
Save yourselves. All right. You got two podcasters right here. All right. Give us a parachute. Give us a parachute. Split.
Hey.
Too late. We're dead.
You know what I really liked doing when I was a kid? Did you do this also in gym class? Did you do the parachute thing where they unfurl? Really?
I didn't think they
unfurl the parachute. And so you're all holding this like big circle parachute in the middle of like the gym. Mm-hmm. And then you raise it up, you like lift it up. So it puffs up and then you like sit down and put it behind you and you have like a dome of parachute above you.
No.
And then it slowly descends down.
No, I didn't do a lot in gym class because I didn't go to gym class. Okay. Let's not forget, I did not graduate because I refused to go to gym class.
Well, this is like in first grade. This is like at age 6.
I don't care. I would be like, I refuse. I don't care if I'm 5 years old or whatever you are at that age. I refuse to be tortured. You cannot make somebody do gym. That's it. Bye.
I'm standing up
for myself. Line the sand.
My gym class, I remember senior year, you could tell they were bored. They had one day they taught us the hustle. I was like, is this gym? Does this qualify as gym class? But we were like, there we were, 40 of us just doing the hustle in the gym.
Basically would have been as good as this. Okay, so Karen is...
they're making small talk, and Karen's like, well, I think we're looking forward to the drag queens, eh? And so they start making small talk about that. They and Ashley's like, yes, drag queens are under attack. And they're like, okay. So, hummus?
There's a waitress who's coming by who could not be more disinterested in serving them. She's like, okay, what do you guys want?
That's the vibe. Like, that's the ABBA vibe. They're like, you're really doing them a favor. Yeah, it's like new Austin fancy. Because you know the whole keep Austin weird thing is just like chicken shit bingo. That's real. But the hotel they're staying at is like new Austin. It's like $1,000 a night and like super fancy everything. Tech. And everything's really expensive. And everyone's like a tech douchebag and they act like they're doing you a favor by letting them into their restaurant. That said, still love your $5 million Lebanese food.
I would love to go to ABBA.
We will. We'll go next time.
I would love. Here. Let's put it on the list. I'm basically just using this trip to decide what I want to do next time I come to town. I think last episode, I there was something I put a request in for. I don't remember what it was.
Chicken shit bingo and ABBA. We're going to have to do Housewives tour of one of the worst trips on Housewives history. By the way, I'm not trying to stop. We need to stop being negative. Okay.
We're not being negative. We are just highlighting some challenges this episode may have had, but it comes from a place of love. It's not a place of negativity. It's just, you know, it's just some gentle notes in pursuit of making things better, you know, in the future. That's all.
To a bunch of people who do not listen to us.
A bunch of people who do not listen.
Like when we give notes to people who, it's like, here's your notes but no one asked for.
I love giving notes to people who are not listening. You know, do you know how many notes I've given Ed Sheeran?
Well, yeah, that is basically our lifestyle, right?
That is our podcast. It's just notes.
I know.
Like, we literally just told Mugler to stop producing that dress.
I know. So, yeah, I was thinking, I'm sorry to not talk about the show. Literally nothing happened. Spoiler alert, just give up. Okay, so for New Year's, I was talking about, you know, New Year's resolutions and, like, what to put on the vision board. And I was like, you know, I need to stop being overly critical. Like, literally everything I say is a criticism or it's just that tone of voice, like,
I know.
Like, if somebody's like, what did you do today? I'm like, I went to Home Goods. And it makes me crazy about myself. I'm aware of that about myself. And it's just something I want to change. And then I just kept reflecting on it, as you're supposed to do. In other words, staring at a wall with a glue gun because I was making a vision board. I was like, but that's what I do. And that's who I am. You know what?
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to be. That's all I need to be. I'm not apologizing for shit.
I'm afraid I'm becoming a hater. You know, I've been really hated on New York really badly. I didn't like the new color purple and everyone seems to really liked it. I'm still angry at The Bear. The Bear should not have won Best Comedy. It is not a comedy. It is a drama. And I won Best Comedy at Golden Globes. But it's a drama that may have some chuckles. I'm at The Bear. If a comedy has two serious moments, it does not qualify it to be a drama. So if a drama has two comedic moments, it's not a comedy. I'm sorry. I don't care that the guy is hot.
There will be no bear for you. No more bear for you. I will say about The Color Purple, I went to see it. I'm a huge Color Purple stan. Love that film. Love the book. The musical. But I went to see it because also love Oprah. And you know I love Fantasia. She's like one of my all-time favorites. So I went to see it. It was okay. It was half good. I'm glad to see it half doing good. So yes. Well, because same. I'm still a fan. And Fantasia, oh my God. I was not prepared to see Celie tap dance there. Spoiler alert, I cannot. There are just some things. The Color Purple destroyed me. I mean, I think I saw that when I was 14 or 15 years old. I'd never seen anything like that dramatic, you know, or like gut-wrenching, like where you're sobbing, you know. That was, I think, the first really emotional experience I had in the movie. So to see Celie tap dancing was wild, I have to say. So really yeah, I was for me. But Fantasia still pulled through, and by the end I was sobbing, which is really all I need.
Really?
The Color Purple. Starbucks and started crying again.
Oh. So. I mean, look, Fantasia's got a great voice. I just felt like the way it was directed, they really flubbed her big number. I am here. Like that should have been so epic, and like it should have just like taken my breath away. And you did? I thought it was like it was shot in such a pedestrian way. And I think it was like the director trying to be like, this is raw. This is raw. It's just Fantasia and the music and a pant shop. And I was like, I just wanted it to be like, do something, have her walk through the streets or something, or like put up her arms, or I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I was, Fantasia.
So I'm like a hater now. So I'm a hater.
And I love that song so much. And I remember when she performed it on the Tony Awards, and it cut to the audience, and the audience, I'm sobbing at home. Like, oh my God, Fantasia. It's like, wow. Okay, I won't do it, but the audience is just watching her like they could not be more bored. And I was like, what is wrong with you people? So every time I hear it, I will probably start crying.
I got my jewelry.
That's a great song. I love the Cynthia Erivo version. I mean, Cynthia Erivo, by the way, she was on the Kennedy Center Honors, which I feel like the Kennedy Center Honors, I feel like I've slept on it my entire life, and I've seen it the past like 2 or 3 years, and it is so good. It's also so gay. It is so gay. So she was up there, Cynthia Erivo, and she was part of a tribute to Dionne Warwick, and she sang the theme song to Alfie. I don't really know the theme song to Alfie, but there is one. It was famous. I think it may have even won an Oscar. I could be wrong. She sang this song, Cynthia Erivo. It was like full body chills. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, she's pretty talented, that one. So anyway, back so, to this. Abba. We are going to go to a drag show. Oh yeah, Abba. Okay.
Waitress has no interest in dealing with a large party of people. She's like, ugh, taking the orders and everything. And there's just like a chatter. Mia is joking. She's like, I might show you all like a split. As if that's ever been appealing on Bravo.
And then we, of course, need to get to fighting. First, Mia talks about being sad about Gordon because, you know, she really loves Gordon, but Gordon's just, he's getting hard, guys. Gordon is not getting hard. Gordon is getting poor.
Poor. Okay.
Please stop with your like, Gordon is just getting too hard. Gordon is getting too hard up. Okay, let's stop with this, Mia.
That's right, hard up. That was good, Ronnie. So, so she's having that whole moment. And then Ashley's like, huh, this isn't really compelling. Let's fix this. Let's do something else. Hey, is everyone having a good time in Austin? I can't do Ashley voice today because of my cold, so I'm just going to just do it straight. Is everyone having a good time in Austin? Like, so, or maybe, wait, should I do, like, a deep voice for, like, something that, like, works in my cold voice? Like, or maybe something strange, like Thomas Kramer? Sit down, shut up,
leave here. Isn't that harder?
It's probably harder. But it's kind of funny to think of Ashley being like, is everyone here having a good time in Austin?
You need to sit down. Chicken shit, bingo, shut up and fun.
Honestly, I thought that there would be a time where we would have fun. And I'm an outsider, and I acknowledge that. But when we were going home in the car yesterday, Candace, you are very emotional.
I'll stop doing that now.
They go from chicken shit bingo to Ashley starting with Candace. Yes, as Ashley does. So she's like, well, I thought we were going to have fun, but when we were going home in the car yesterday, Candace, you were very emotional. So it's like, you're on, you know, when they always do this in Housewives where it's like, okay, here we are. No one's going to eat this hummus. So we need a fight and I'm not fighting with anybody. Candace, go ahead. Candace, take it away.
And Ashley, of course, then asks, and like, instead of saying like, hey, I'm curious because you guys are such good friends, but then you like were talking shit on social media. I don't understand the disconnect. She, of course, says, I don't understand what made you feel like it was okay to bash your friend on social media, which is much more like, so of course, this gets Candace like all of a sudden in a defensive mode.
Yes, and so we see the clips of why she's mad. Candace Dillard drags Robin Dixon for hiding Juan's cheating from the cameras. And then Ashley's like, you know, you had remorse in the car, but your actions in the past just don't align. And there's like a long, awkward silence because they're like, okay, well, let's hope they can carry the. It's like when your friend put your name on the karaoke list and you didn't know, and then you're called and everyone's looking at you like, oh my God, I guess Ronnie's going to have fun singing Alfie. Let's try and support this.
My dream would be have someone put my name on the list without me knowing, because you always have to wait so long. So for me to be surprised, like, it's your turn. Alfie it is.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Candace is like, I am not addressing you anymore about this. And Ash is like, dismiss me all you want, but I'll say things to the group, but you take it to Twitter. And Candace is saying, I will not talk to you. And if you continue to talk to me, then you can just talk to you. And she's like, she goes, you can talk to my ass. And Ashley's like, okay, then let me see that while you walk away. I was like, oh, she really has made some friends with drag queens.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. So Candace is like, you don't put me out of shit. And Ashley's like, but I'm not trying to put you out, but don't dismiss me because you're dismissing me in conversations. Then Wendy's like, can I jump in here? Wobbin, is there a question that you want to ask so we can have a good conversation as opposed to this, like that, so that that can happen? And Robin's like, no, what she did is unforgivable, but because I would never go on a public platform except my podcast. I continually diss someone.
I like how they're like, I would never go on the internet. You know that your literal job is on the internet, right?
You know you're on TV. You're on a public platform. Dingbat.
It's TV, but even your, like, literally your podcast is on the internet. It makes me so crazy. And also, you're horrible to her on your podcast, by the way. She's talked about Candace's husband cheating. She said that Giselle was right on her podcast. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. I can understand how Robin is mad that she feels like she supported Candace all season and then Candace just turned on her. You know, I guess I can get that. But Candace also has a point. Also, just bring me more goat cheese. You know what I mean? I need more whipped goat cheese.
Always. We want more goat cheese and Fantasia, please. The coaches at Fantasia at table 9. That's all we need.
It's so, Miss.
Push the button. So now, where are we? So Candace is mad. When I asked you if you were mad at me, you ignored me. Well, this is funny too. It's funny that one of Candace's, what she feels like is a really strong argument on her case is that, like, after she talked shit about Robin, Robin was mad, so then she messaged Robin and said, are you mad at me? With question marks, and Robin never wrote back. And now she's using that as like, well, you had a chance to say you were mad at me, and you didn't say. You can't, okay, regardless of whose side you're on, you can't talk shit about someone on Twitter and then be like, oh, are you mad at me? Huh. Oh, it's strange. They didn't write back. That's not fair.
You go on a podcast and you're like, they say, what do you think of Robin? I think she's a fraud. Are you mad? Yeah.
How could you do that to me? God. She left me hanging when I asked her if she was mad after I talked shit about her.
So silly. So Robin's like, I am done. You know what? Run to Twitter. I don't even care. Talk shit about me there. And Candace is like, you are not a victim. I'm not a victim. It's my reality. And so Robin's like, I'm going to make a blanket statement. None of us should use social media to weaponize against each other. What are you talking about? Listen, I know Candace has a big mouth on social. You literally have a podcast where you shit talk everybody. Come on.
Yeah. So Candace goes, but it's okay to weaponize shit against me and my husband. The rules can't change because of social media. The line is always moving. Wendy's like, stop talking about my eyebrows.
And she's like slamming on the table like, I'm very mad. And it's just funny because everyone's so sick of this argument, even Candace. But Candace is really giving it her all to like slam the table and be upset. But then it just cuts to Mia like nibbling on hummus. Like everybody's so bored. So then Robin gets up and walks off. And she's like, I'm done. So Giselle's like, let's just give her a minute. Robin is fine.
Yeah. So Mia's like, no, Robin is not fine. And Karen goes, well, neither of them are, though. And they're in a worse place than my lips after sucking on a can. Bad place. And to value her tears over Candace, I'm just not buying it. I don't want to buy anything, by the way, today, because it's my triple 20. I don't pay for anything today.
So then Robin does Juan's favorite thing, calls him and tries to get him to talk about the girls being mad about his affair again.
Yeah.
Juan loves that, Robin. That's a great idea. So Robin goes, but you know, also, I give Robin shit because she knows by now that Juan absolutely does not want to talk about this anymore on fucking national television, okay? She knows. But at the same time, like, can we get some support from our significant other? Like, at all? Yeah. I mean, Jesus, this guy is terrible to Robin, which, of course, we've said for years. So that's nothing new either. But she calls him, and he makes it worse than ever because she goes, why isn't your FaceTime on? And he's like, I don't know. You don't know?
I don't know.
And then she says, what are you doing? And then, like a smack in the face, he says, laundry.
No, don't do the activity you were accused of doing when you were cheating one of the times.
So you can't have your FaceTime on because you're doing the same thing you were doing when you were publicly caught kind of cheating on Robin, really?
It's not good. Then, meanwhile, back at the table, Wendy just wants more scallops. And then Robin continues on, and she's like, you know, they're trying to force me and Candace to talk, and I don't want to talk. And he's like, Robin, just listen. Just listen to her. Listen to what she's got to say. Just be the biggest person for once. Just do that. He goes, all right, I'll talk to you later. He's like, no. Like, what do you mean, talk to you later? She's like, I'll talk to you later. And she's basically saying that she can't be the bigger person because that's what's frustrating about Juan is telling her that because she's just not able to be phony. But being the bigger person does not mean being phony. Being the bigger person means just what Juan said is just listen to Candace and listen to what her side is and try to see it from her side. And even if you don't agree with it, you can maybe start to understand it. And then maybe you can get her to understand your side and you can see where you guys miscommunicated. And you guys can stop arguing when there are scallop and goat cheese options around that you could be enjoying instead.
Also, stop saying that you don't know how to be phony when you're still trying to make us believe that you and Juan are anything more than people who co-pay a mortgage. Come on. So then Giselle is – my recommendation to you is not to engage Candace. So she comes over, and then Mia goes to join them. So they're all talking. So there's like the two factions. And then Ashley, of course, comes over. And then Wendy goes – go ahead, Cactus, because she's wearing like a cactus outfit. And Candace is like, she is such a victim. I just can't. I cannot. And she goes, she's following Floppiana and her pet rock. Is that what she says? I didn't know what yes. she says. That's what I wrote. But she did I say thought Floppiana. She said Fuzziana.
No, she said Floppiana because she flops. And
oh my God, I literally Googled Fuzziana and her pet rock. And there is a girl named Anna and something else playing with a pet rock. And I was like, do I need to watch this video to get the reference? I refuse to do so. I won't do that. So I didn't. So instead, I just wrote Floppiana.
Yeah. So then, you know, the other woman now starts to head to the lobby. And Robin's like, I don't want to be in a friendship with someone where I have to be perfect to go to their friendship standards. Which sounds an awful lot like what Robin has done to other people in the past. And meanwhile, at the table, Candace is like, well, it's time for the triangle. So she's like, Wendy says, I think you guys need to have a private conversation. Goes, you know, that was the time to have an adult conversation, to be grown up. But Robin was a child. And I see that she's hurt. I'm really sorry she's hurt. It hurts me. Oh, God. I'm not going to do this. And out comes the napkin turned into the triangle.
Yes, there she goes. And she's like, I will not play the games. So everybody's being dramatic. They're like trying to out-victim each other. And I'm fast-forwarding through a lot of this. So Ashley's like, well, Giselle has to give you a lap dance and I have to get a kiss or something. So Giselle proceeds to kind of like twerk on Karen. And Ashley's kissing her cheek, and Candace is like, you can get herpes. Better be careful. Or HPV. Or gonorrhea. Or chlamydia. Or syphilis.
Which was the original log line for Vanderpump Rules. So,
they're like, these are just place cards for character names. Okay.
Yeah. So everyone leaves the restaurant to go to the drag show, and Karen's like, well, I was hoping for a little more harmony, but, you know, it was an improvement over last year. And Wendy's like, okay, whatever. So they all pile in the cars. And so they get to Oil Can Harry's. Did we go there together once? I think I've been there. I think I've been there.
We've been there in Austin, in L.A. together. In L.A. Because there's an oil cans in L.A. I don't think it's the same one.
But I think I've been to that
one. We went to a gay bar in Austin together. Ever.
Mm. No, we went to a club once. Remember we went to a club? There was like a dance floor and there was like a balcony. I think you, me, and Dom went together, the three of us.
In Austin?
I think so. Maybe no. Maybe not.
I don't know. I don't remember
things. Oh, you know what? No, you weren't there. Sorry.
It's a great time. I was like, thanks for the invite in Austin, which
Well, if you hadn't challenged you it, totally you could have remained. If you had, if you hadn't challenged it, you could have remained in the memory. But you challenged it enough that I remembered it wasn't you.
Thanks. That was a real fun night I had, not being invited. So they go to this gay bar, and it's very gay bar-y. You know, there's like a lot of people in Karen Huger shirts that have been passed out pre-show. And then they start coming up with their drag names. And, you know, we've given this show enough shit, but wow, terrible drag names. Green-Eyed Gobbler, Petty LaBelle, which I think is probably already taken, I'm sure.
Probably.
Messy Mo Fun, which Ashley, how can Ashley not think of a drag name when she's got a part-time job hosting drag shows? No one's ever asked you what your drag name is going to be. Not one drag queen has tried to give you a good, catchy drag name. Come on.
Yeah, it's rough. And so then the producer asked Wendy if she's ever been to drag show, and she's like, you know, I haven't, but I walked in and I was like, these are my people. I love this energy. I love this excitement. I just felt safe amongst friends. I was like, you've never been to a drag show though before, and now you're saying it's your people. So
yeah, I thought that was sad. I feel like you shouldn't admit to that.
Yeah.
Really? What Real Housewives has ever said, no, I've never been to a drag show? Hello? Come on.
Probably like Amber Marchese.
Probably, so yeah. Well, Wendy's, I guess, like Ramona. I guess we
Ramona
think,
would never,
I guess we could probably think of a lot, but none of the examples are complimentary, you know.
I always just laugh at the fact that, you know, now that Travis Kelce is such a big star because of Taylor Swift, and he's like, you know, super A-list at the moment, that like whenever Bravo has to pull out, like, yeah, we once had him on Watch What Happens Live. It was like Travis Kelce and Ramona Singer. Like, that is what's the funniest part about Watch What Happens Live, the random people that get paired together, and that Travis Kelce was sitting next to Ramona Singer on that stage together. That just still blows my mind.
So then they do this drag thing, and they do like the walk. They're like, wow, let's do like a walk, guys. Housewives doing a walk. So they do that. And while Wendy is doing hers, Wendy has a pretty good squat, I have to say. She does some kind of like, she does a good walk and like a squat. Am I right? I just remember thinking, wow, the thighs are strong.
Yeah, no, impressive. Good knees.
Yeah.
So yeah, she does like a strut. She does like a squat, but when she does the squat, NECA gives it a thumbs down, and it's so impactful that we actually go to commercial. It's like, oh yeah, I know. Audience, are you as blown away by this? Is this the new reality of Antis? NECA giving thumbs down to Wendy squatting at a drag show? Wow, that was a cliffhanger. So we somehow made it through that commercial break. I mean, the anxiety, the anticipation was killing me. We come back, and we see it again. She gives a thumbs down to Wendy squatting on stage.
I would hate for someone to be shady at a drag show.
I know, during a competition.
Yeah. So they're asking Wendy, did you see it? And she's like, no, I saw it on social media because they posted the video, whatever. And so it's supposed to be this big offensive thing. And NECA says, well, I loved her Mugler outfit. I hope she didn't return it yet. Ha ha, hold on. I'm going to sip from my drink.
You know what? She found it in her heart, even when people are happy, to be a hating ass bitch. I was like, please don't let this be the next 7 weeks of the show. It's like, you gave me a thumbs down at the drag show. Please, please don't do this to us.
And that is the end of Potomac.
Well, Karen wins, we should say. Karen wins the drag show competition. Just, I want to give her due. It was her birthday.
That's why she won. It wasn't like she, what'd she do? You were born. Congrats on your triple 20. No, seriously, take it. Congrats. It's great. So that was the end of Potomac. Wow. Well, thanks everybody for being here. Also, they need to switch up the season so it's not always Karen's birthday. I'm tired of Karen's birthday. Give me someone else's birthday. And how did we have a whole... Here's a complaint. How did we have a whole birthday episode without...
Happy birthday! Yeah. Where was that? I know it was also sad, honestly, is that in anticipation of this trip, Bravo was teasing this huge fight with Candace and Robin. And they even made it look like after the first episode that the next episode would be the big fight. And it wasn't. And they kept on showing it as if like it would be the next episode. And then this fight finally arrived. And honestly, Robin and Candace shared some words. It was like a minute, 2 minutes. It was not an epic fight. It was just a dust up. And the fact that they tease it out in the trailer and in the promos, like, it's very disappointing. I was disappointed in the fight. Disappointed in a lot of stuff.
Well, you know,
I'm a hater. I'm a hater. That's okay. Well, I'm like the waitress.
What? You're like the what?
I'm like the waitress at ABBA. I'm a hater. I'm a hater.
Well, I will give this show something. It did give me the idea for a new musical called The Color Hummus. So I will be taking that with me. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Go grab your tickets for The Crappies or your pre-sale tickets. Find links for that, this video, and all of our bonus episodes at watchwhatcrappens.com. And we will talk to you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinkin' Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.